school is in session. Well, it is for me anyway. I know you may not be on a higher education journey, but you are planning for or are in the midst of a shift in how you plan and spend your time. I know this because you are an Organize 365 podcast listener. Collectively, we are all lifelong learners, pursuing the best version of ourselves and putting into action the complete organization cycle. Over the next 4 years, I will share week by week what I am continually decluttering to free up my time and space, how I am organizing my days, my responsibilities, and my work, both seen and unseen, as I take captive every minute at my discretion to increase my capacity and productivity in pursuit of a PhD in psychology so that I can have a seat at the academic table in the discussion of how we use our homes and complete our housework and home organization tasks. Oh, there's the school bell. Let's see what I learned this week. As I'm getting ready to record this for you today, the thought occurs to me, Lisa, really? You're going to talk about your clothing again? You're going to tell people what you wear every single day? You're going to tell them how you overthought out what your different outfits are going to be for every single thing that you do? Like, nobody cares. And then I was thinking, what in the heck does this have to do with getting a PhD anyway? I mean, a couple of these episodes have been like, okay, so if you're going to write a journal article, there are four parts and there's, you know, an intro, a method, the results, the discussion. So that's kind of PhD-ish. Exactly. I mean, we get so myopic in exactly what we are going through at this stage of life, at this age, and this exact little detail of what we want to organize. And the older I get, the more I realize that organization unlocks our time and productivity unlocks our capacity. And I'm using my PhD as the example for these stories, but really everything that I'm sharing with you is how I am taking past organizational strengths or learnings or habits that I have had in the past or am developing now, and how I'm refining those in order to get more time and have more capacity. And that's like basically all of life, boiled down to a couple of sentences. You do something, you do it to the point where you could do it really well, really quickly, in a short amount of time, which increases your capacity so you can do the next thing, and then you organize that so that you do it more efficiently, so you have more time, so you have more capacity, so you can do the next thing. And the way in which we free up our time in order to be able to do the next thing, that's organization. And as we organize something, we create a habit. And a habit is just doing the thing that you've already organized without consciously thinking about it. But in order to really get more time, you often have to overanalyze and overthink some really, really basic habits that you've had your entire life in order to find out, is there a way to be doing this more efficiently so that I can save time? And then once I figure out the most efficient way to do it in order to save as much time as possible, then can I create somehow this new learning, this new habit, and put it on autopilot so that it happens, but I don't even think about it anymore? And so I'm not using my decision-making capacity, and that's where the capacity comes from, to think about other things. So yeah, today we're going to talk about my clothes again. So over the years, I mean, one of the parts that I love of the launch program that we have for kids that are launching from their childhood bedroom into the world, so between the ages of roughly 16 to 25, somewhere between 16 and 25, you'll probably leave your childhood home of origin at least once and go live on your own, whether that's with another family member, in a dorm, in an apartment, in a condo, you may get married, a house, I don't know. But you'll leave that childhood bedroom and you'll move into a bigger dwelling in which you will have more say. And I love talking about clothing, both in the kids program for kids under the age of 16 and in the launch program for people over the age of 16, for two different reasons. Under the age of 16, I love to give words and articulate for children how their clothing makes them feel so that they can respectfully share those learnings with their parents and everybody can stop wasting time, money, and frustration. But for students over the age of 16, I like talking about clothing because by the time you get to after your high school years and you're on your own, 18, 19, 20, 21, we've developed the habit of getting a new wardrobe at least once a year, sometimes multiple times a year. And the reason why is twofold. One, you're growing. And because you're growing, literally the clothes don't fit anymore, so you need new clothes. So there's an obvious reason. And then secondly, the holidays. You have, you know, a December holiday of choice. You have your birthday. Depending on your grandparents, sometimes you get gifts all year round. And often grandparents and parents like to buy clothes for kids because they need it. And sometimes you like certain kinds of clothes. And so to get you something a little extra special or costs a little bit more or wouldn't be normally in the family budget, you get those for the holidays. So then you go and you live on your own. And when you live on your own, you have this expectation for yourself that you need to get a new wardrobe once or twice a year. But the reality is you're not growing anymore. And you probably have plenty of clothes. But our expectation and our habit is, you know, once or twice a year, we get like basically all new clothes because in the past we used to need them. And so this idea of clothing is so heavy. I mean, it's just so heavy because then all of a sudden you feel like, oh, great, now I'm an adult and I'm on my own and I don't get new clothes. And, you know, I've been wearing my shoes for a year. And you're like, hey, I've had these shoes for 4 months. Like, yeah, well, your parents have had their shoes for 18 years and they never got a new pair because you always needed a new pair. And now that you don't need a new pair, you don't get a new pair of shoes. And so you go through a period where you're like, oh, wow, you know, like abrupt change from getting a lot of new clothes to not getting a lot of new clothes. And then if you are like me and you choose to have children, then the children get the new clothes and you don't. And now in my 50s, you know, started a couple of years ago, I started buying clothes that were not literally from a resale shop. By the time I was in my late 30s, I moved on to buying my clothes in a resale shop. And I did that for the majority of my 40s. And it's clothing. And then does it fit? It doesn't fit. Do we like our bodies? Do we not like our bodies? There's just so much baggage that comes with clothing. And along the way, in my 40s, when I was shopping for my clothes at a resale shop, I took the opportunity to reset my expectations around my wardrobe, what my wardrobe was for, and the kind of clothes that I like to wear. And when I did that, because literally every single thing that was on my body cost something between $5 and maybe $12 at the high end, it did not matter what I wore. I could wear a prom dress that I got for $18, but I paid $18 for it. Like I didn't pay $380 for it. So I could wear clothes more freely because the cost of the clothes were not so inhibiting for me. And I found that I like to be a pretty preppy business casual type dresser, even if I'm doing yard work, basically. So I started buying those kinds of clothes at the resale shop, and I really liked it. Up until then, I was wearing sweats, etc. But then I went for dressy jeans and sweater sets, things like that in my early 40s. And I got to the point before I started this PhD where I had a really nice work wardrobe. Like I had, you know, like suits that I would wear when I was meeting with networking groups and, you know, logo wear that I would wear with jeans. And a few years ago, when our daughter got pregnant and Grayson was born, our grandson, I realized, oh my gosh, I do not own any play clothes. That's what we called them growing up. Like play clothes was what you changed into after school so that you didn't mess up your uniform. And I was like, I have zero. I didn't have a t-shirt. I did not own a single t-shirt that did not have the Organized 365 logo on it that I would wear for work. Like I don't have casual attire. I'm not a casual person. I literally had to buy a wardrobe to play with my grandchild. If you're wondering, what I ended up buying were Land's End V-neck t-shirts in short sleeve and long sleeve and skort type shorts from Costco, like, you know, skirts that have shorts built into them. I found a pair at Costco. I liked them. I got them in every color they had. Or jeans. So that's what I wear. Jeans and a t-shirt, or these skorts and a t-shirt. That's what I wore for a couple of years with Grayson. That was my Grayson wardrobe. now that I'm going to get my PhD, I created a PhD wardrobe. And you're like, you got to be kidding me. Can't you just wear the clothes you already have? You think, but no. I like to dress for the activity that I'm going to be doing. It helps me in so many ways. It just, you know, when I'm dressed for work, I know I'm dressed for work. When I come home and I put on clothes for Grayson, I know I'm ready to play on the floor with my grandchild. And I knew that having evening classes, I'm not an evening person, I wanted to have clothes that I would put on after work that were not playing with the grandchild clothes, that were for me to be a PhD candidate. So I went to Talbot's and I just walked around the store and I was like, there has got to be something here that can I could turn into a wardrobe for my PhD. And I ended up finding they have like, I don't know if it's an athletic line, athleisure. I don't know. I liked it. I got these black joggers. I don't do leggings. Leggings, I just can't do it. But they're like joggers. And then I got a couple of really neat black and white jackets and a couple of black turtlenecks and black and white turtlenecks. And I was like, great. Black and white is going to be the theme for my schoolwork. Oh, I cannot even tell you how excited I get. At the end of the day, after I play with Grayson and I come upstairs and I usually will take my bath and then I'll get dressed for my second half of the evening when I'm going to be in school. And I put on my school clothes and then I put on my pajamas after that. And it's just awesome. Now, having these different uniforms that I wear for work on a networking day or on a casual work day, a playing with Grayson wardrobe and a PhD wardrobe help me do two things. One, it helps me transition into the role that I am playing when I put those clothes on. Just the couple of minutes it takes to change out of one outfit into the other really helps me also change into that hat to being, you know, the fun, lovey grandma or the PhD candidate or the networking CEO. Like whatever role I'm about to play, the act of putting on those clothes help me step into that role and mentally enter that space. And two, it also helps me just stay more organized. Like having some extra clothing for these different roles that I play, I'm doing a little bit more laundry than I used to do, but I have enough clothes. That's a big thing for me. I like to have enough clothing in my closet that I can wear outfits for 7 days without doing laundry. I don't like to do laundry Monday through Friday. I don't have time to do laundry Monday through Friday. So I like to have enough pajamas and underwear and work clothes and everything to make it through a full work week and then to be able to do my laundry on the weekend. So I don't know if that helps you or not, but for me, it helps me a lot to know that I have enough clothes for the week that I don't have to worry about the clothing while I'm going from one event to the next without any, basically any wiggle room in my schedule whatsoever. But also that little bit of mental, especially if you're working at home, and parenting at home and going to school at home, that 2 minutes in the closet when you change from one outfit to the next outfit really is enough time to mentally get your mind around stepping into that other role that you're playing and putting all of your focus in there.